Oh, my brains! WTF did I watch?
With your host, Juan Espinoza!
Welcome to our first episode of WTF Did I Watch? I'm Juan, and joining me today is...
Sean, of VLFX.com. Thanks for visiting the website.
So what we do here is we're going to watch certain movies that are unknown to people, and we're going to review them and give you guys our thoughts, what we think about these movies. Now, Sean, what was this first movie that we watched today?
We watched Territory 8. It was filmed here in Las Vegas. I thought it was good because we're in Vegas, so we might as well start it locally.
And who is it? Who is a director, writer, and producer of this film?
And editor.
And editor, exactly.
Kelly Schwartz, I believe his name is pronounced.
I believe so too. Now, Sean, just to start off, what were your thoughts of this film?
There's that old saying, watching paint dry. Like, it was... Can I tell them?
Do it.
We filmed ourselves because we were planning on filming a video while we're watching this stuff. So we can cut and make little videos of us, reaction videos or whatever. But when this movie was done, I was like, what is there to cut to?
So basically what Sean is telling us that this movie was so boring.
Nothing really, I mean, things were happening, but nothing really seemed too important. And the characters were kind of all over the place. So that's kind of a WTF moment. And some of the times the characters really didn't make sense. Like, one time they found out, oh, hey, they're making a cure. Oh, let's go kill them. What? Like, why are we going to kill these people who are making a cure? And then they found a guy, Derek, and they just shot him. Like, why did you shoot him? Like, he's part of this whole thing, but you don't know who he is. You just know he was there.
So for any of you who have not seen Territory 8, this is what I got out of it. What I think this movie was trying to tell me that it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be about this nuclear plant or this facility that creates viruses. And my guess is that it exploded and it contaminated the water in the air around.
No, it didn't. That was a big thing. They wanted it to be airborne, but he couldn't get it to be airborne.
Okay, so see, I'm still trying to figure out what WTF did I watch? And so now these, for some reason, there's only like two scientists, or actually one doc, the one who created it, and one scientist trying to find a cure. What is he, a botanist?
He said he studies plants, and he's a cytologist, but I thought it was botanist, so... Juan, explain a little bit more while I look it up, because I got to find out what a cytologist is.
So then these two scientists are trying to, well, actually one is trying to find a cure, but the other one, he's some spy or some double agent from China.
Sleeper.
You know, he's a sleeper.
Yeah.
And China wants this virus, or else they'll kill his brother, who's like locked up in some little cage with dog food in there. I don't know why. I don't know what the plot was this to it. But now it's like you got certain people from the town of Battle Mountain? Was that?
Yeah, Battle Mountain.
From Battle Mountain trying to escape. But you got like these three guards blocking the road so they can't get out. Then they got drones, what they say, you know, blah, blah. So that's what I got out of this movie. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, or did you get something else? Because... it really had no purpose.
Well, it was a little interesting for a little bit because they got the Chinese guy. Which, by the way, sorry, I kind of went off on a tangent. We should have given the summary first. But this Chinese doctor is a kid genius. He's walking around all depressed. The other doctor doesn't even notice the fact that he's depressed.
Oh, and on top of that, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
He's always saying, I don't know.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and all he wants to do is get home because his wife is about to have a baby. But here's the deal. He made his wife move out to a new city where they know nobody, and she's about to give birth, and she's like, I have nobody to help me with anything around here. And I was like, at first, well, why don't you have family or friends? And they're like, oh, we just moved to this new place. Well, why did you move to a new place if you knew he was going to be gone?
And not only that, but on top of this, it's like, here's what actually killed the movie right from the beginning.
The crotch shot?
Oh, my God. I don't know what is it about this guy filming crotch shots. I mean, always, in all his movies so far, but that's like in the future. We'll talk about that.
I've only seen 5 minutes of Alien Domicile, but it opens up with crotch shots. And then this movie opened up with a crotch shot.
More crotch shots. I don't know why. But here's what really basically ruined also this movie. It shows that, okay, there's the explosion, but now it's 4 months later. And this dude's sitting like in a, what is it? More like
it's like an interrogation room.
Exactly. And then it stops and it goes 3 weeks earlier. Yeah. So no matter what suspense or whatever, we know this guy lives because he's in interrogation room.
Yeah.
So that just pretty much just killed the whole effing movie right there for me. It's like, okay, so I know this guy lives. So no matter what gunshots goes on or whatever, dangerous situation gets in, we know he's going to live.
Yeah, and in this movie, everybody's an expert shot with a pistol.
Oh, my God, yes.
I think there was one shot that was missed, but then that was just the first shot, and the second time he shot, he hit him.
What about the filming?
Well, I don't know. I try not to notice these things, and maybe I'm just noticing it more because we're doing this podcast, but rack focusing
and, oh my God,
and walking into focus and...
Nostril shots.
Oh, the nostril shots.
It's like,
I know. Like, Stu, I've only met Stu once. He was a cool guy, but I did not need to look up his nose for about 20 seconds.
And not only that, it's like, oh my God, there was also a lot of scenes that were just like so out of focus.
Well, it was out of focus, and then something would eventually come into focus. But that my question is, why is everything out of focus a lot of the time? I think that's the whole... That's where I think people want to believe that a film isn't a film unless you're, like, doing that, which I don't believe is the case at all. Like, well, sometimes, but so I think some people get into it too much.
But God, I mean, if I was gonna tell you people to watch this movie, don't. You'll just die of boredom.
Here's a couple questions I have. How racist is this movie?
Oh, my God, it's 100% racism.
The Chinese guy is making a chemical, which is another point I have. We already have a million chemicals mustard gas, chlorine. Like, there's already stuff that... I mean, they weren't making zombies, were they?
No, they weren't.
No, they were just killing people, and there's three stages to the death, and none of it's reversible. So what in the point is even making... Why even make this chemical weapon? I don't know. I just didn't see the point at all in that. But what was I saying before that?
And not only that,
racism.
Like,
oh, go ahead.
Oh my God. So we got this one black guy. This whole movie has no. It builds up no character. No. It shows no backstory to any of these characters.
You get a couple lines.
That's it. But you got like this one black guy. The whole time he's behind a screen. You're watching him through like another video. You know, they're doing a video conference the whole time. Yeah. Well, my guessing was, as I watched this movie, I assume he was like somewhere like in a safe area, kind of like, you know, another state or something.
Yeah.
But actually, no, he was like in the same building in a different room.
No, he was 20 miles away. They established that right after when he shot him, when they were looking through the classified document, they're like, oh, they're figuring out a cure 20 miles away from here. And then that's when Derek popped out in the hallway. And then he just like, oh, don't go there. Oh, well, and they shot him. Like, you didn't even try to get any information out of this guy. You just shot him. And guess where they shot him? In a hallway.
Oh, my God. So that's another thing about this movie. It's a lot of hallway shots. I mean, it's just like nonstop. It's like, you know what? It's like... For some reason, it's like, if they're going to go to the next scene, oh, I need an establishing shot. Let's get a hallway shot.
Hallways.
hallways.
I feel like if there's one, there are two things that I learned in film school that really applied to this movie, and I'm not like trying to promote film school because I'm pretty sure I would have learned them on my own eventually. But the first thing was, have you ever heard of these movies called Charlie Chan?
Yes, I have.
And in these movies, Charlie Chan will go from work to home, but they will show the entire journey from his work to his house. And then when he goes back to work, you'll see the entire journey. You'll get in the car, you'll go across the bridge. Like, that's like, to me, that's what these hallway shots were. It's just hallway shot, hallway shot, hallway shot.
And it looks like they just had to fill up a lot of space, or they try to have it like at a certain time. You know, it's like, okay, this movie needs to be this long. And it's just so full of so much wasted footage, footage we don't even need. It's like, have you ever heard the little saying, trim the fat? But these guys said it, nah, we got to keep the fat in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the movie was an hour and 19 minutes. And to be considered a movie, what, a movie has to be like 70 minutes or 75 minutes or something?
Something like that.
And it was 79 minutes. So they may have been just pushing for that like cutoff there, but at least put some pointless action scenes so we can criticize pointless. Hold on, no, maybe you don't want to do that because remember the fight scene in the bar?
Oh my god! Talk about the sound effects on that one, Sean. Tell me about it.
It was terrible. It was like there's two guys. The choreography was good. I believed they were fighting, but they're sitting there. They're rolling. They're punching. They're punching their throat, like they're doing all this stuff, and you hear, you don't hear any grunts, you don't hear anything, and I'm like, oh,
And here's what kind of gets me. It's like they're in a town where everybody's infected, kind of everybody's dying, but then the moment you go into that bar scene, it's like you got happy music, people are playing pool. Yeah, I was like, okay, what happened here? It's like,
yeah. And there's a drunk dude in there, and he's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
And it's like, is the town still, like, charging for the alcohol? Yeah. Like, they've been quarantined in, like, I don't know. It's just one of those points. Hold on, let me get back. I tried to look up, like, cytologist. I don't know if we just heard it wrong, but I put the study of plants in botany coming up, which is what I thought it was. But I'm probably looking really stupid right now, but I think he said cytologist. I don't know how to spell it, but I tried to spell it a few ways. One time it gave me Scientologist, which, well, that is a story for another day. But, and I want to talk about the racism. You got China. They got this Chinese doctor who's a kid genius who doesn't seem to be able to figure some things out, even though he's a genius. And what chemical agent do they make? White agent. To attack America. The land that is known for its white power. Is this subtext?
This is just... Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, I guess that works. But, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. It's like... You got to, like... The woman telling them, okay, so they find this woman in the desert, you know.
Oh, yeah, Beth.
Yeah, out of the blue, out of anywhere.
Yo, hold on. They didn't find her. Dr. Zing, I'm sorry.
Tell it.
Dr. Zing's like, I'm so depressed. My brother's dead. I created this thing. It killed all these people, so I'm going to commit suicide. So he goes out, and he walks out, and he drops to his knees, and he's just about to put this pill in his mouth. And then all of a sudden, somebody starts crying for help. Like, he's been sitting there for, like, 5 minutes or something already.
5 minutes of entire movie time.
maybe I'm exaggerating. But Beth is laying across, out of sight, and then just all of a sudden, she's like, help, and her arm's up in the air. Sorry.
And on top of and the funny thing about it, it's like, okay, so they save her, and she's telling a story how in that town, you know, they're starving. The military has stopped bringing in food. All the doctors are gone. And that's why it's like, when I was like watching that part right there, it's like, okay, then it cuts to the bar scene. Where they're all having a good time. They're all drunk. I was like, what just happened here? Is it, are they from the same town? So my guess was like, okay, they're probably from different towns.
Nope. No, exactly. I think they said earlier in the movie, where's Beth? I don't know.
Exactly.
When I was watching, I was like, oh, that's Beth. Didn't they say Beth earlier or something? But yeah, Beth went, oh no, they thought she was dead. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about your Australian Aussie cowboy guy.
So we got this cowboy guy. I guess he's doing all the reconnaissance, you know. He's the one who discovered when the facility blew up. Because out of nowhere, he's out there with these, what is it, little military binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars.
You know, and he's spying and everything. And so he sees a big old cloud up in the mountains. Yeah. You know, it's something like way up in the freaking mountains. I was like, okay. And for some reason, he's like the reconnaissance guy. Because after that explosion, you know, and everybody's like dead or something, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, you only got two scientists surviving because, oh my God.
Cause they weren't there initially. They got sent in, I think. Well, no, because Dr. Xing had to have been there.
Yeah, because he's the one who created the virus.
Oh, that's another thing. Why in this whole giant facility do they only have two scientists? There's no armed guard. There's nobody.
Yeah, there's no actually like a reaction team that goes in there trying to mop up this whole situation. None of that. Just like you got these two idiots and a black guy somewhere.
Yeah. What was the name of the company? Wasn't it like Harvard Williams or something like
something
that?
Something like that, yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a whole lot of Halliburton? Oh, Kellogg, gosh. Brown, and Root? Come on. Sorry, I got a little loud there.
But back to little Mick Dundee there, you know, the Australian.
Hold on,
guy.
Before you, like, I kind of like, to me, he was one of the more believable characters. Like, he was probably the most believable character in the movie. He was just an old guy that just wanted everybody to get out of there. He didn't, like, go around saying, let's just kill everybody.
Exactly. Oh, like, but he was dying, too.
Yeah, remember? Oh, yeah, he was dying.
He would cough up, like, a freaking rag full of blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, go ahead. Who was your favorite character in this movie?
God, to be honest, I had none. There was no none. It was just so sad. This whole movie is just, there was no character development. No, I mean, if I would say my favorite character was probably the little sick girl who kept saying, "Daddy, am I gonna die?" That's it.
That's because you want that in real life. You want a little girl going, "Daddy," not so, like your daughter.
Yeah, so that's it.
Like,
you know,
18-year-old senior.
Yeah, you know, I was just rooting for this little, you know, heavyset girl, you know, just to die. But no, she didn't. So she lived.
Oh yeah, she did live because she was in the scene at the end. You know who my favorite character was?
Who was your favorite character?
Me.
Oh, that's right, because Sean was a photographer in the courtroom.
Yeah, they were cool. I mean, I was at the very end for like 2 seconds, and I mean, it was a good experience. I didn't have any problems working with them. The movie, though, I really, really do feel like it was trying to meet that 75-minute or 70-minute mark, so they were doing everything they could to get that. Like, this could have been a short film. This might have been a decent short film.
You know what it would have? If, you know what? I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this movie,
and I'm gonna chop it up. Ooh,
damn!
What inspired you to do that?
One movie we're gonna review here later on: the fan edit of Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yeah, but we're gonna get our buddy Zane in on it.
Oh yeah, he's a big Star Wars fan.
I'm pretty sure after The Last Jedi, Zane lost about 3 years of his life because he was so angry at how bad the movie was.
So, Sean, to wrap this up, you have any more questions or?
I kind of do. I wrote down "why not stay with family" on my notes, but I can't think of. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I got loud. No, I was talking about how his wife was pregnant and, like, why didn't she just go back to? I mean, they knew this. He was gonna leave. And if you know anything about government, and you... Well, he said he worked at a university. So, like, I don't know if... They didn't say how he got there.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, these guys first... Well, okay, from my understanding, he had been there for a while because he knew the young, you know, gifted doctor who created the virus.
Yeah. But, has this doctor been depressed? Like, I don't know. That was one thing I kept... I was like, this guy looks so depressed and shady. And this other doctor, it's normal. But they never, ever, ever address that in the movie. I don't think. I don't know. Sometimes I just like this movie was going by so slowly. I was just like, okay. And like Juan said, the one doctor was just always like, I don't know. There was one time when he was like, we need to get her to a hospital. And then just like the other doctor is like, we can get her to a hospital. And then he's like, no, we can't do it. Like, what? Make up your mind.
Yeah, that was a thing, too. It's like, they kept talking about, I was like, we need to get this person to the hospital. You know, we got to do this. But then it's like, okay, you guys are in a quarantine here.
Yeah. Well, no, they did. No, they did say, the scientists did say they can get out. But, oh, yeah, in those three army dudes.
That's what I'm saying. It's
no
like
rank, just... no patches, no combat patch, no unit patch, no nothing. I mean, I've heard that in movies you can't like directly copy the uniform, but at least like why don't people just make stuff up? Like,
yeah,
it's just put like a square for a rank, like, or make up some fake unit patch.
You know what? The whole point about that, it's just as long as you could have it almost to the T. But as long as you just have something that's off, you're good. You're clear to use that uniform.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if I put in the Marines that wear their dress blues, and I just decide to put my medals on a wrong side with ribbons.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the Chinese guy?
Exactly.
That guy had tons of ribbons. Did you see the movie The Death of Stalin?
No.
Oh, my God. That movie was so funny. Okay, well, That's another story for another day.
Now, what else do you have, Sean? What else do you have?
That's all I got. Like I said, this movie was way too long. If it was a short film, it would have been much better.
Yeah, definitely, but...
The acting wasn't too bad, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, because he only had just simple one-liners. Those times, it was hard just to understand a Chinese guy talking. Because at first, I thought he said, I got to build a stable. I was like, okay, he's got to build a stable. How does that mean?
What did he say?
I don't know. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the first time. Like the first time we see him, what was the other doctor's name? There was Zing, and then it was Eli. I don't know. Well, we'll call him the white one.
Yeah,
the white
see, doctor. That's how bad is that. We don't remember their names. No. The only names I remember is Derek, because the chick said, "Make sure you keep Derek. Was it safe or out of trouble?" I'm like, "Who the fuck is Derek?"
Yeah, and where? How is? Because it's just the two doctors and like. How are they even? They're not even together. But, the doctor comes in and the Chinese doctor is just sitting at the table at his desk, all mopey and depressed. And he's asking him questions and he's just like, I'm like, what? Like, is this normal for this guy or what? I don't know. If I was working in a very hostile, like, type of environment that Juan knows about a lot. But if I was working in a very unstable environment and somebody was very shifty, I would not be having that.
Yeah, that's true. So, Sean, should we end this now or do you have any more?
No, we can end it now.
All right, guys. So, once again, the movie is Territory 8. And if you feel like wasting your time and, you know, seriously, like you just want to go to sleep. And you're having a hard time, put this movie on.
It's on Amazon Prime.
And you're guaranteed to go to sleep because it makes no sense what the hell you're watching. And a beautiful thing about it is like when you wake up, you still won't know what the hell's going on. All right, this is Juan signing off.
Sean.
All right, now see you at the next podcast.